Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Cayuse and Nez Perce actor Elaine Miles' career started with her memorable role as Marilyn Whirlwind on the hit TV series Northern Exposure. That led to her humorous appearance on the classic movie Smoke Signals, written and produced by Native talent. Most recently, she appeared in HBO's acclaimed series The Last of Us. Miles is an advocate for accurate Native representation on screen, but she remembers needing encouragement from her more experienced Northern Exposure co-star Barry Corbin before voicing her concerns about culturally inappropriate portrayals of her Alaska Native character.
I was afraid to say anything. I'm brand new at this. And then Barry goes, I'll go with you. So Barry went with me to the producers, and I told him, you know, they don't powwow in Alaska. They do different things. And they go, it's a TV show. It's not real. We could do it. You know, we'll pull it off. So I did the powwow scene. And it was all my own outfit and stuff. After that, I got so many hate mail from Alaska Natives because they were like, we don't do that. I felt bad, you know, because I tried to tell them we all have different ways, you know, we're not all the same. So I finally just gave them some of the letters and I told them, you know, I wasn't really comfortable doing that. Sometimes I think the producers were kind of getting upset with this, but I was like, you know what, you have to be accurate because you're not the one that gets a hate mail, we are. They listened, you know, but it took them time to do that.
Miles says producers now are more receptive to advice about cultural accuracy from Native actors. Miles shared the screen with the late actor Graham Greene on Northern Exposure and The Last of Us. She recalls his advice that she carries throughout her acting career, including not letting attention from fans, good or bad, go to her head.
I don't think of myself like that. Graham told me, he goes, I've always liked that about you because he goes, you never let this go to your head.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked at him and I go, well, you know, I have my family, and I go, and that was something you told me. Back in Northern Exposure, is like, don't let this go to your head. You know, you're not any better than the next. You're getting paid to do this, just like anybody else's job. You're bringing somebody's creation to life. And then I looked at him and then he goes, you remember that? And I go, yes, I do remember that. And he goes, I watched her grow from a shy young girl to now. He goes, you've done a lot. And he goes, I watch some of the things that you've done. And he goes, you've grown and you've shown the people what you're capable of doing. And then I was like, thank you, you know, because that was a compliment coming from Graham.
As her career developed, Miles says she deliberately sought out roles different from Marilyn's character on Northern Exposure. But she was often pigeonholed by directors. One role she didn't ask for was a headline-making encounter with immigration agents in Seattle. She says they refused to accept her tribal ID card. She decided to speak out about her experience because she felt it represented an issue bigger than just herself.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. I was just mad because they kept telling me it was a fake ID, you know, and it's like, no, it's not. And then I looked at them and I go, you, of all people, are federal. You should know that. And then when a white guy came up, they finally just kind of left me alone. Then a guy in the car, he whistled and they all just kind of walked off and got in their cars. And I was like, the hell, what was that? And then I didn't really talk about it until towards the end of the month. Then it happened to my son and then my uncle. And then he goes, you need to talk about this because they're stopping us, you know? And I was like, this is just pure racism. They're just targeting anybody of color.
Miles says she continues to receive both praise and disparagement after speaking up about the encounter. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.